Update 4:06 p.m. Merritt RCMP are confirming one person has died after a collision on the Coquihalla Highway, on Monday. Police were alerted to the crash approximately 45 kilometers south of Merritt after a Ford F-150 traveling southbound crossed the center median ditch and collided with oncoming traffic. The F-150 struck a semi-truck and trailer heading northbound in the slow lane, said S. Sergeant Josh Rhoda. The driver of the F-150 was declared dead at the scene and the passenger was airlifted to hospital. The driver of the semi-truck sustained minor injuries. We are still investigating the exact cause of the collision. Our hearts go out to the family of the deceased, says S. Sergeant Josh Rhoda. We want to remind the public to slow down and drive to the conditions this winter. The conditions on the Coquihalla Highway can change quickly. If anyone witnessed the collision or has dash camera footage and has not yet spoken to police, please call the Merritt RCMP at 250-378-4262. Update. 3:50 p.m. Traffic is moving again in both directions on Highway 5. A post to social media suggests the crash is fatal, but details have yet to be confirmed. Update. 2 p.m. BC Air Ambulance has landed at the scene of a collision involving a semi-truck on the Coquihalla. Traffic is extremely backed up in the northbound lanes. However, it appears traffic is still moving southbound but is slow going. It's unclear how many vehicles were involved in the crash and the severity of the injuries. Blank. A crash on the Coquihalla Highway has stopped traffic in both directions. BC Ambulance Service, fire trucks, and a towing truck are currently on scene Monday afternoon, January 8, near Larson Hill, after a truck ended up in the center ditch. Drivers are being asked to take Highway 1 through the Fraser Canyon. At this time, it is unknown if anyone is injured. The cause of the accident is also unknown. Updates to follow. Read more. Morning flurries hit Fraser Valley. At kimanamudalike1.moodly@hopestandard.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.